Rich Paul is facing 81 years in prison for selling some flowers to some consenting adults, and he's here with us tonight. Good evening, Rich.
Good evening.
Good to have you here and back, because, you know, we've had you on as a guest before. I don't know if we've had you on for the whole show. Has that ever happened?
I think I was on for the whole show in 2009 when I first got arrested.
At the cannabis celebrations by the police, yeah, which we went over earlier tonight. There's a long history that you have of doing cannabis-related activism here in New Hampshire. Not only, you know, the 420 celebrations in Keene, which were historic, but also leading the Concord 420 celebrations, and leading, I mean, that's really an accurate term, but maybe being the main promoter of it.
Yeah, I guess promoting or organizing would be a good term. I generally call myself the organizer of the 420 rally. And this year I am not the organizer of the one on April 20th, although I am still trying to promote it. It's being organized by the NHT party, and I just passed on it this year because
you
might
mean the Teapot Party.
Teapot Party, yes. Right. I keep saying Tea Party, and it's the Teapot Party. That's a Willie Nelson thing. And
so, we want to go to the phones here because folks might have questions for you. 855-450-FREEZE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a second strategy that you wanted to talk about for your court case coming up here next week, and I do want to get to that. But Daryl is on the line and is in New Hampshire. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Rich and Ian and Mark.
Hi. Rich, I actually have a question for you. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that you belong in a cage for, you know, selling a plant. But you keep mentioning the jury nullification of the Rastafarian as precedent for why the jury here should nullify distribution. And I just want to point out for people that aren't familiar that there are some glaring differences between his case and yours. He was growing cannabis for personal use for religious reasons. And your case is distribution. Are you going to make some sort of religious claim that your religion requires you to distribute large amounts of cannabis?
I am going to make a conscientious claim, not a religious claim, that because getting medical marijuana to people is a moral imperative, in my opinion. People who need medical marijuana morally should have it available to them. And because there's no way in New Hampshire to identify such people, because there is no medical marijuana statute, that, yes, you certainly have a moral imperative and a conscientious imperative, if you believe that, to get those people the weed that they need by themselves. And if that just means making it available to everybody because there's no way to vet people, then so be it.
Speaking of your conscience, there is the right of conscience in the Bill of Rights for the New Hampshire Constitution, correct?
Yes, and I intend to cite that.
Right. Yeah? I was just curious because you keep mentioning the, you know, other jury nullification, and I was just curious if you were going to try making the same arguments about the religious reasons behind doing what you did.
I may work that in a little bit, especially because there are two clergymen on the jury panel, and that might resonate with them. And there is a religious argument that I can make, at least for my own use, but basically, you could call it a right based on other people's religion. I mean, if a Rastafarian wants to smoke and doesn't have a green thumb, if he has a right to have that cannabis, doesn't he have a right to buy that cannabis if he can't produce
one
it
would think.
Himself?
One would think.
The thing is, you've got to convince at least one of these 12 jurors, hopefully all 12 of them, you've got to convince them of your points.
And I'd like to speak to that real quick. When you mention this right of conscience, you should use the terminology that the New Hampshire Constitution is the highest law in the land. You should, you know, be sure to, you know, point to this as the basis of the law. Because, I mean,
technically, in New Hampshire, the United States Constitution trumps
Agreed.
If they do.
And if you want to fit this in, you know, say that, look, they managed to make alcohol prohibition. They had to make that constitutional as mm-hmm. opposed to, and then make it unconstitutional. But with marijuana, they didn't even bother with that. How is that constitutional or whatever? But I mean, you can see how the Constitution of the United States doesn't address it, doesn't address conscience, but New Hampshire does, putting the New Hampshire Constitution above whatever marijuana laws exist. The right of conscience comes above whatever marijuana laws exist because the highest law in New Hampshire, or, you know, however you want to phrase it.
I want to get Daryl's thoughts on that.
I do agree that, you know, you do have the right of conscience. I would just be a little cautious of trying to say that you're providing medicine to people lest they try to get you for practicing medicine without a license.
That would actually be fascinating. I've always wanted to make an argument that when the state puts somebody in prison for being an addict, that they are practicing medicine without a license, and that a prison has not been found by the FDA to be a safe and effective treatment for drug addiction.
Daryl, any other thoughts you want to share?
Like I said, I completely agree. I'm just not as hopeful as you are, just because I've seen other people that should have been acquitted, but the jury did not agree. And
well, there's Ian another
there
ace
when we were
up my sleeve
the,
that I'll get into.
I want to hear about this ace up the sleeve, because I'm kind of with Daryl here. I am not hopeful. I'm not optimistic.
Yeah. Are there a lot of people who are like Mark and Daryl, where they're just telling you, why don't you take the plea, Rich?
I can't count the number
the
of people who have told me, just get on an airplane and run. I'll help you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you're not saying that, Daryl? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not saying take the plea. I'm just saying I'm not as optimistic as he is. I agree. Go to Mexico.
Well, that is a possibility.
They're not going to extradite you from Mexico.
Well, I'd rather do 8 months in the county jail than be out on the run. Yeah, on the run.
I'll probably live another 20 years. I wouldn't want to do 20 years in Mexico. I'd rather you do a year in prison. But
that's if they sentence you light. You are facing up to 81 years in prison.
But he was offered as a plea
a
single year.
Well, I intend
that
to make
mean that's what the sentence will be.
I intend to make the argument, if I am sentenced to something heavier than the plea bargain that I was offered, that is effectively punishing me for demanding the right to due process of law.
I agree.
And that, therefore, it should be unconstitutional. I don't know if that argument's been made before, but I intend to find out. The other thing is, I intend to fight the sentence, if I am convicted, under the proportionality of sentencing to harm, which may get me a sentence reduction, even if it doesn't get me an acquittal.
So Daryl dropped off the line, by the way. I don't know if it was a technical error, if that was his choice.
It was done.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I want to get to the strategic angle in a moment, but the jurors obviously are going to be the most important factor. You're going to have to convince them, because you've admitted to selling the cannabis. You're going to have to convince them that that shouldn't be illegal and that you shouldn't go to prison for that. And if you convince at least one of them to hold their ground, at the very least hang the jury and make it so the state has to decide whether or not to re-prosecute you. Mm-hmm. I mean, to get one of those 12, odds are good. What's your impression of this jury?
Well, we've got they're an older group. And
many of whom might have lived through the 60s.
Yeah, that's what we were going for. We wanted people who lived through the 60s. We wanted the Breakfast Club generation, which is my generation. The generation after me was very heavily indoctrinated by DARE, so we wanted to avoid that. People who were, you know, maybe born in the late 70s, early 80s, but then young people now are very much in favor of legalization. So we hope to get some of them. We didn't. So we're left with an older jury. We've got one Vietnam-era vet, which is going to be interesting. He could go either way.
The question is, will any of them have the resolve? Because I don't know if all of them are going to vote to acquit, but if there's just one who has the resolve to stand their ground, which is the most difficult part of being a juror who's for finding someone not guilty, then that will be all that will take, at least to extend this out quite a bit. 855-453. Hold on. More coming up. 3 times 5.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172, for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 8th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,576.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.16.29, $8.08.15 for a half ounce, or $4.04.07 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.16.29, $8.08.15, and $4.04.07.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free, 855-453. You can bring up anything that you would like. Rich Paul is here with us tonight. You don't have to talk about Rich's case. We're certainly going to be doing that as the evening continues. You can still bring up anything you want. Hence the name, Free Talk Live.
If you're excited about Bitcoins as I am, the place to be on May the 17th through the 19th is San Jose, California, the San Jose Convention Center for Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. The future of payments, Bitcoin 2013, is a conference where movers and shakers from around the world. They're interested in Bitcoin, that know things that we don't know about Bitcoin, that are going to predict the future, enlighten you, educate you. Perhaps there will be, I'm certain that there will be job opportunities there. And it's, for anybody who's into the idea of a cryptocurrency, one that's going to change the world, in my opinion, this is the place to be. Well, this will also be our first West Coast remote broadcast, and I'm excited about it. Bitcoin2013.com, that's where you go to get signed up. By the way, there's also a T-shirt contest there on the website, so you can, if you're an aspiring designer, you can get involved in the T-shirt contest. Bitcoin2013.com.
We've been talking about all kinds of fun stuff here tonight. Rich, you were not here for the first segment of the show, so we talked about the Femin girls and their International Topless Jihad Day. We've talked about toplessness and protests and also, of course, your upcoming trial where you're facing 81 years in prison for selling some cannabis. And also Bitcoin, of course, selling cannabis and Bitcoin goes together pretty well, as we've seen with the Silk Road hitting the scene, allowing people internationally to sell all manner of different narcotic substances and other fun things like fake IDs online through the anonymizing service known as Tor, and using Bitcoin because it is possible to have anonymous transactions if you take some extra steps when it comes to Bitcoin. So we've got another call on the line here, this one from Skype. By the way, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. He's Eric in Ohio. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling about Bitcoin. Mark had mentioned that it's been flying all over the place, and actually it went down as low as 105, according to Mt. Gox.
Wow.
So I was calling about that because the volatility of the value of Bitcoin has been flying around so much, it makes it hard to do business in Bitcoin. Because if you think of, I could, I could buy raw materials, say, 3 weeks ago for one Bitcoin, and then I make it into whatever. But because the price of Bitcoin has fluctuated so much, I can only sell it for, say, 0.7 Bitcoins. So I would have actually been better just sitting on my rear end holding on to my Bitcoin than actually investing it in business, doing work, and then selling it for, you know, less than what I would have had if I just sat on it.
Are you saying that I'm sitting in my office all day watching Bitcoin go up and down and not making telephone calls to advertisers? Is that what you're accusing me of?
No, definitely not.
This is absolutely true. This is probably one of the, in my opinion, the best critiques leveled at Bitcoin. Now, it's only been true recently, as Bitcoin has gotten a lot of press, and we don't know where Bitcoin's going to stop or level out as far as value goes. But I think that right now it's a little, you know, it's a little more difficult. But let's not forget, it's relatively easy to get into Bitcoins too. It doesn't cost that much to get them. You can get them around the world. And so if you want to do business in Bitcoins, you can buy whatever your raw materials are in Bitcoins, go out, replace your Bitcoins with U.S., you know, use your U.S. dollars to replace your Bitcoins, and then do your business in Bitcoins. So you can keep your little store of Bitcoins at the same level relatively cheaply.
Well, there's a strange aspect to Bitcoin as well, which doesn't exist in any other monetary commodity, which is that the only reason that Bitcoin is valuable is because you can trade it for things. You can't melt down your Bitcoin and turn it into silver. You can't turn it into anything else. So although it's hard to do business in a highly deflationary environment where the value of your currency is skyrocketing, it seems like when it gets hard to do business, the value of the currency should stop skyrocketing, because people are buying this in anticipation of being able to do business.
Because the market will demand it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If it becomes too deflationary, it becomes less valuable as a currency. And if it becomes less value as a currency, it should stop deflating.
And thankfully, it's digital, so products and services can be denominated. They can be kind of pegged to your, you know, select your currency of choice, like on the Silk Road. All of the prices are priced in U.S. dollars, and they translate that to whatever the current Bitcoin price is.
Right.
So you can still, you know,
until
while
it becomes a real currency, it can be pegged to whatever the other currencies are, the currency of
you
the day, as it were.
you can't
right.
And
it's going to be difficult so, now because it's moving so much. But what if you look at something like gold, for instance, an ounce of gold today buys roughly the same amount of, say, rice as it did 40 years ago.
Sure. And gold has had how many thousands of years to be established as a currency?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's not say that gold hasn't had its fluctuations too. Maybe it's true with 40 years ago, but 30 years ago, and then 20 years ago, and then 10 years ago, rice has fluctuated. An ounce of gold and how much rice an ounce of gold will buy has fluctuated a great deal because
it hasn't been. It hasn't been a lot, though.
Go take a look at what happened in 1980. I mean,
yeah, it's
and then
been within
it's gone down to 300.
What's
in,
that?
In the 80s.
What'd you say, Eric?
That the value of gold against rice has only fluctuated about 20% in either direction.
Yeah, but I tend to agree with Eric.
Time,
I mean,
it's
over
pretty
the,
much been flat.
I tend to agree with
between
Eric.
Between the two.
Yeah, I tend to agree that over time, gold and silver have,
over time,
have bought about the same amount of stuff. You know, fine suit of clothes has always been about something you buy with gold, and same, an ounce of gold, and the same thing's true today.
It's hard to know. Like silver and gold have been currencies for 9,000 years. What was, you know, silver and gold, however, went from nothing to worth whatever they're worth rather quickly, I'm sure. So, you know, how is it going to happen?
An ounce of silver was always worth an ounce of silver, though.
That's true.
Like fiat money, if Bitcoin collapses, if people lose faith in it, if people lose, it can go to zero.
Sure.
An ounce of metal is always worth an ounce of metal.
I'll
but
agree
what
with
I was
you, but
saying
Bitcoin's
about
always
you can't
Bitcoin.
Peg it is normally when you peg a currency, what you do is if your currency goes above its intended values, you print more.
I gotcha.
And if it goes below its value, you print less.
I think
less.
What you meant was you tie the prices together.
Well, you make it a little program that changes the price.
They all have it. All these Bitcoin programs for your phone, for instance, all have the ability to translate dollars into currency of choice.
Go to BitcoinStore.com, look at a product over there at BitcoinStore.com, and that product's price is changing constantly because it's really Ingram Micro, with whom BitcoinStore.com does business, wants to be paid in U.S. dollars.
Eric, final thoughts. Go ahead.
Right, and just like with doing business in the currency, the same problem is like with loans. If you have a deflationary currency, it's going to be hard to pay back a loan if you have to.
Yep. Bitcoin's in its beginning days. I mean, it's got some growing to do, or maybe not. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI. Connect on Skype like he did at LRN.FM. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Now natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26 and 27. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now, normally, it's considered a bad idea to reveal one's legal strategies prior to a trial, but Rich Paul is here tonight. And he wants to tell us about some of the things that they'll be talking about coming up next week at his trial, where he's going to be facing 81 years in prison for selling some cannabis. We're going to continue that discussion here in moments. 855-453. You can also join us over at, or you can use Skype. Go connect with us at Skype username lrn.fm and join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can grab archives going all the way back to late 2006. So if you want, you can find the episodes with Rich Paul in them all the way on back as he was continuing to have this saga of cannabis activism up here, very heroic cannabis activism, historic activism here in the Keene, New Hampshire, and to a lesser extent the rest of the state. Over the last several years. So you can go to freetalklive.com, grab the last 7 days worth of the show right there at the top of the site, and then click into the archive section to go back for years. Plus, our archives are available on SoundCloud. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to find those, and each one of those archives has an easy button on them, the share button. Use that button to share it on Facebook, on Twitter. So later on tonight, one of the things you can do to help Rich Paul, if you don't have a bunch of money you can send him, you can share tonight's episode after I post it later on. It'll go up on our Facebook page. Hit that share button, and you'll be able to share that out with any friends that you might think would be interested in hearing about a guy who's actually taking the war on drugs to court, is refusing the plea deal. You could plea out for a year in jail on these four cannabis distribution charges, but you're not doing it. And I think it's incredibly brave and heroic, and I fully support you all the way. We're going to continue with that in moments.
The phone lines, 855-450-FREE, brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a business that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and accounts receivable is a big old pain in the butt for you, SACL CAI can handle it. They'll not only respect you, but respect your clients. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, top one on the right-hand side of the page. That banner, I mean.
the top banner.
Yes, and has been there for a long time. A mainstay advertiser with Free Talk Live. Love those guys. Thank you, SACL. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Rich Paul, you teased a second strategic angle. It's your intention to go for jury nullification, to go full on all the way into jury nullification, not just tiptoe around it, not just allude to it, not suggest it, but to really explain this, right?
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely our intention. But there is another ace up my sleeve.
Now, why would you want to reveal this information publicly?
If you're going to reveal it, the ace is no longer up your sleeve.
Yeah. Well, they can't change this. This is based on the very nature of the investigation that they engaged in. Basically, our belief is that I was targeted not because I was selling marijuana. We don't believe that was their interest. As a matter of fact, when I was arrested, the people who interrogated me were from the FBI. Mm-hmm. And what they wanted me to do, they didn't ask me where I got marijuana. They weren't interested in where the marijuana was coming from. What they wanted me to do is go infiltrate a political organization and to entrap members of this organization into selling drugs to me. Now, note, they never asked if these were people from whom I would normally buy drugs. They just wanted me to get them to sell drugs to me so that they can entrap them as they entrapped me. So this was designed...
It's a vicious system.
It was designed to spread through the Liberty community.
Mm-hmm.
Exponential growth is what they were going for, I imagine. And so the argument that my attorney is going to make is that I wasn't targeted because I was selling pot. I was targeted because I'm an anarchist and because I had access to other anarchists. And that's considered dirty pool under our system. You don't go digging in the background of political anarchists looking for reasons to arrest them so you can turn them against their fellow activists.
It may be dirty pool, but I mean, that's what they play all the time. So how do you feel that that's an ace?
People very rarely go to the jury. They do it all the time, and people take the plea.
That's true.
But the thing is, people don't like it that they do it. There's something filthy about the way snitches operate that even normal people who aren't drug users find repugnant. People who would turn in their neighbors to the Nazis, basically.
And this is a particularly filthy situation.
And it's particularly filthy because what they were trying to do to us is exactly what they did to the civil rights organizations in mm-hmm. the 60s that they infiltrated.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Absolutely. But my attorney believes that this is going to be a big deal to the jury if we get it in front of the jury, and we can get it in front of the jury. So basically, I'm going to be arguing straight-up jury nullification, and then my attorney is going to argue, even if you don't buy the jury nullification argument, this is an egregious imposition on my client's First Amendment rights to free association. And, I mean, you guys were the guys that they were after. It's also a violation of your rights.
Oh, yeah. And they've been targeting us in multiple ways. You think that means the Free State Project is having an impact?
I think it does mean the Free State Project is having an impact, but they don't understand us because they understand violence and violence
is
only.
Is that what they were looking for?
Do you think? I think it was. I actually told them, if there was somebody building a bomb, I would tell them that, because the reality is that would just McVeigh the movement,
Yeah.
There aren't enough of us to go to actual hot combat, even if that's what we wanted to do.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want violence,
I don't think you can get to peace through violence. I don't think that's possible.
Exactly. So, and I got the impression, because Christiana's a bomb guy.
He's not a drug agent guy.
Yeah, this is Philip Christiana from the FBI. He's a bomb guy. He's from the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
If you go to copblock.org/richpaul, the old article that Pete had posted about Christiana when the original arrest happened with you is there, and a lot of good background information. Also, of course, freekeen.com. You can search Christiana. It'll come up there, and it's linked in the post that I made as well at freekeen.com. So there's a lot of background information. This Christiana guy has been investigating the Free State Project since before you and I moved here. I remember Dave Ridley made a post years ago on the nhfree.com forums about a conversation that he had with this guy. So he's been sniffing around for years.
Yeah, Dave Ridley and Russell Canning both had experiences with this guy. And the other thing that's going on here, basically what my attorney believes happened and what I believe happened, is that there was a young man from Keene arrested in Chicago at a...
the bomb.
Just before the NATO rally. Now, this was a guy who self-identified as an anarchist, although I believe he was an anarcho-socialist, not an anarcho-capitalist like us.
I don't describe myself as an anarchist at all. I'm a voluntarist, and I don't describe myself as a capitalist either.
I'm a libertarian.
I get where you're coming from.
Okay. Well, basically, he was from a different part of the political spectrum than we are. But he did use the word anarchist, and he was from Keene, New Hampshire, and we did have a deluge of both federal government vehicles and of national media.
Sure.
It was just after that I was arrested. My belief is that he thought that this guy might be connected to us. He wanted to infiltrate our organization to see if we're building bombs or doing anything like that, which of course we are not. But on general principle, I'm not going to wear a wire on my friends.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
If you want to destroy buildings in Keene, New Hampshire, you don't need bombs. You just need to turn them over to the town government. Everything they get a hold of crumbles in their hands.
This is true.
Exactly. So if you've got a question for Rich, he's here tonight. Of course, you can also bring up anything that you would like, 855-450-FREE. And there's another important point I touched on last night, this informant, the snitch.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that most people take a plea, and that's certainly something we've discussed a lot on Free Talk Live. And because most people take a plea, usually the snitch never has to take the stand.
Yeah. This if time you don't take a plea, the snitch has to take the stand, and that means that he is that much less able to attack your friends later.
More coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. We'll learn a little bit more about the snitch here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you find waiting there. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter through the links you'll find there on that page. There's Amazon, there's Newegg, there's a few other links there as well. And when you do that, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sales. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, you can probably find it at Amazon. You enter the, you can go to U.S. Amazon, U.K. Amazon, Canada Amazon, and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase if you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And so in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Mark as usual. Rich Paul joining us on the third microphone, and glad to have you here.
Groovy.
855. 450-FREE. So we were talking about you facing 81 years in prison for selling some flowers, commonly known as cannabis, marijuana, pot, to other consenting adults, and you're going to go for jury nullification all the way. But something's unique about this, the fact that you didn't take a plea. I mean, when's the last time this happened? It must have happened at some point. But when is the last time in my lifetime or your lifetime that anybody who's been busted for selling cannabis has not taken the plea and on top of that has gone with a jury nullification defense? This may be a first.
I believe actually except for manufacture, it's not the first, but for distribution it is.
That's what
first.
I mean, for selling cannabis.
Yeah, for actual sales it is a first.
Right, because there was a recent manufacturing case in New Hampshire that was jury nullified.
As though you manufacture plants.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I laughed about that with my attorney this morning.
But the snitch is involved here because this is how they set you up. They busted a heroin dealer. And this is the point you made in a video today at copblock.org. It's over at freekeen.com.
I really want to discuss this, this part about who is, who's the snitch here. Because oftentimes the system, you can see that somebody really wanted Rich. And why would they really want him?
The
FBI really wanted Rich. And they took a heroin dealer and turned him into a snitch on a pot dealer.
And, of course, you don't
like
turn
trading a king for a, you know, a bishop for a pawn.
Well,
why
right.
would you do it?
And if you're going to make the argument that the government's here to help people, are you really going to try to suggest that marijuana is more dangerous than heroin? Because essentially they're proposing to the heroin dealer, hey, we'll let you out back on the streets. All you have to do is give us Rich Paul, the marijuana dealer.
And then in turn, when they got me, they said, we'll let you back out on the streets. We'll let you keep selling cannabis. We'll let you keep smoking cannabis. We just want you to entrap other people. Mm-hmm. There was never an interest in the drugs, and that's what makes it such an egregious selective prosecution case that my attorney is actually pretty optimistic about winning it, and they tend to be cynical about juries somewhat.
Indeed.
So,
well, I hope that that's the case. I mean,
I hope it is too.
I've got to say that to some extent, I am in the camp of folks that that say, Rich, you got to be crazy.
Well, my madness runs but north-northwest, but when the wind is southerly, I know a hawk from a handsaw.
Well, that's a little Shakespeare.
It is. Hamlet.
So what do you say to that? I mean, Rich, you could take a year and in jail and be done with this.
I could. I don't particularly want to spend a year in jail.
And nobody wants you to, right? Okay,
yeah.
Let's be clear on that.
But more importantly, if I took the plea, I wouldn't be gaining. I wouldn't be gaining anything. I wouldn't be advancing the fight. And the reality is, even if I'm sitting in prison, I'm going to be writing. I'm going to be blogging at Free Keen probably or someplace. I'm still going to be working on it. And it's a bad tactics to create a martyr for the other side. I may well be a better symbol in prison than I am out of prison.
I hope that's true. I've seen a lot of people in jail over, liberty issues, and they don't seem to have, it doesn't seem to have moved the ball forward.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Ian, you spent 60 days in jail, and what did that do for liberty?
Are we really going back to this? I don't mind covering it again, because I think it's an important question that a lot of people ask. A lot of people ask me, was it worth it when I went to jail for only 60 days for standing in front of a police car, which you were actually arrested with me on that day. And, it was absolutely worth it, not only from a personal strength and growth perspective of being able to stand up for what you believe in.
Well,
you
can always go to an ashram if you want to get away for 60 days.
Anyway, the point I was making was that not only is it beneficial from a personal perspective, but it's also beneficial because we've got the media presence here in New Hampshire, thanks to the Free State Project of moving liberty activists together. We've got television, we've got radio, we've got blogs, we've got newspaper, we've got media. And so we can get our own story out there, even if the mainstream media is deemed it not, interesting enough to cover. We can cover it, and we can put the correct liberty-oriented messages out there with it. And because we're trying to attract people here to New Hampshire, the fact is, whether it's me, whether it's Rich Paul, whether it's a number of the other heroic civil disobedient activists over the years here, these people doing these things, Derek Jay with the Victimless Crimes Free, these people doing these acts and having them recorded and having them published and talked about, absolutely brings new eyes and new ears to this movement. It brings people here to New Hampshire. They get excited. They get active. Many of them get active in the political system, mind you, because they may have families and they may feel like they can't take these sorts of risks. And so they're going to be behind the scenes, maybe sending money to Rich Paul, helping him pay the rent, helping him get, his activism done. Mm-hmm. So I know that's the case. It's not speculation because people have told me. I moved here because I saw this, and then fill in, your favorite or least favorite civil disobedience action.
I was inspired to move here. One of the things that inspired me to move here immediately was your Have a Seat arrest.
My first arrest.
I was still in, I was in Michigan when that happened, actually, and I remember watching it and thinking Judge Burke was completely out of line. And I remember watching videotape of a real ID protest where people are on the state house steps and they were open carrying firearms. And it brought tears to my eyes to see that. I had tears running down my face. I didn't think there was any place in America that you could do that. So then I got here and I did the 420 rally.
Well,
Derek Jay says that a lot of the reason that he moved here and did what he did is because he saw the 420 rally on YouTube.
And
that's
be
a
there.
Huge audience that civil disobedience might not be my choice if I was just trying to move Earth people who already lived in New Hampshire, but for moving the choir to New Hampshire, I think it's a very important tactic.
Absolutely. I am fully behind it. And there are limits. I mean, only one individual can only do so much of civil disobedience, because then they start stacking the charges, as Derek Jay learned, and it gets very scary, and it makes it more likely somebody's going to take a plea deal. Over the years, it's what brought me here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's like different generations of movers that have come here based on the activism that has gone on. And I appreciate people involved in politics. Rich, you and I were going to the State House tomorrow. There's some candidates hearings tomorrow. So, you know, you're thinking about maybe a run for city council, as I understand it, if you get out of this this legal situation. So
actually, I was thinking of city council before, but if I actually get acquitted on this, I'm thinking at least state rep.
Oh, sure, but you can do city council this year and then state rep the next year, because there's
city council first would definitely work.
Yeah, so I mean, there's political action here as well, but for me, it's about being true to myself, and because if you're doing that, then you'll attract the people who are like you. You'll attract the people who have that level of resolve, or who want to have that level of resolve. And I don't claim to have the most resolve, but, you know, I'm glad for what I've done in the past. I don't regret it one iota. I'm so grateful to have people like you here, Rich, and Derek Jay, who will be coming back when he gets off of his exile tour. Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You make an appearance in that film more than once. We've not at all regretting it.
Yeah. We've got some weaknesses too, and it's worth addressing those. I mean, when the black churches were doing civil disobedience during the civil rights era, when the civil rights activists were doing civil disobedience, the black churches would take up collections to make sure that if you were in jail because you were out marching in Selma, Alabama, somebody was going to take care of your kids.
Take care of the rent, take care of the cat. Take care of the cat, take care of the dog, you know.
Exactly. Right. Make sure that you have a lawyer, make sure that
your stuff doesn't
you have
end up
some
sold.
Organization. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was just thinking yesterday. Oh my God, I've got to arrange that, you know, if I go to prison, all my stuff has to be sent to my parents in Michigan. So it's like, you know, that's something that has to be dealt with. And organization is key, because it's hard to stay focused when you're the guy under charges.
But if you don't have activists, you don't have any chance of organizing anything. And that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such an important factor here.
Absolutely.
We're coming up. Hour 3's on the way. Perhaps you've got a question. Rich Paul is here, 855-453. Or you can bring up anything that you like. And more Free Talk Live coming up. Plus, connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system, and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.